Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you RSVP a plus one and not bring a plus one to the wedding? That's the question we received at facebook.com/991TheMix from Mix listener who we are calling wedding guest Wayne.
Can Wayne be Southern too? I feel like Wayne's a Southern
wedding
name.
Guest Wayne. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. Radar has the day off. It's producer Dave and I in studio. And here's his message. He said, good morning, guys. So my good friend is getting married in September. The wedding is going to be huge. It's an awesome destination wedding. Right now, I'm not seeing anyone, and this is not the kind of wedding I want to bring an ordinary friend to.
Ooh.
If I'm going to put up with the hassle of bringing a date, I want to bring someone I'm at least serious about or someone that I know I'll have a fun time with, if you know what I mean, is what he says. No, what do you mean? You mean just hang out on the beach?
Wayne.
What? He goes on to say, what's the latest I can RSVP for a wedding? Or can I just RSVP with a date and then show up without one? Again, we changed his name to wedding guest Wayne. Wayne, RSVPs for weddings, you don't want to mess around with that at all.
Those are like planned, particular, ordered things. You don't want to screw with the wedding.
So what do you think, producer Dave?
I think that you have to RSVP that you're coming with someone or not. You can't change your RSVP though. What do you think?
I agree with you.
Look at that.
I totally agree with you. I feel like, Wayne, if you say you're going to bring somebody, you need to bring somebody. Can't he just...
I do think it's better, though, to RSVP that someone is coming and then maybe them not come. You know what I mean? Like,
Better for when it comes to wedding RSVP, better to say you're bringing a plus one. And then maybe change it later?
Yeah.
But tell the bride and groom, look, there's a change of plans.
Better they have extra food there than not enough food.
If there's not enough food, no one likes that.
So yeah, I feel like if you're gonna RSVP, say you're coming with someone then at least. Because you don't want to show up on the day with an extra guest that the person doesn't even know, right, who's getting married.
Well, sometimes that happens. If you don't know who they're bringing, I mean, that's just what happens when you tell your guest to bring a plus one. But better for him to say the plus one and then not put a plus one and then end up bringing someone and there's nowhere for Judy to sit.
Any food for them to eat.
Which is super awkward. Are we wrong about this? Can you RSVP with a date to a wedding and not bring one? Because there's a little bit of a window. The wedding's in September. They sent out the invitations early. He has a couple weeks to figure this out. What do you think? What's the proper RSVP etiquette? Maybe you're planning a wedding right now and you know exactly what wedding guest Wayne should do. 414-799-1099. Again, the question that was sent to us through Facebook from our Mix listener is, can you RSVP with a date to a wedding and not bring one? What do you think?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.